Welcome to Leadership Reimagined, Episode 11. Dr. Wendy Brisley of Alliances and I discuss fostering relationships, creating partnerships so that businesses grow. During each episode, we look at leadership from the vantage point of what it's going to take for leaders to lead their organizations forward into a new future. I'm Dr. Jane Lovis, your host. Well, Wendy, this is great to have you here today. Thank you, Dr. Brisley, for joining me.
Well, thank you for asking me, Dr. Lovis. It was a pleasure to say yes, and I'm really excited about sharing some information with you.
Yeah. So why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm Wendy Brisley, and yes, I have a doctorate in education. And I'm originally from New York, and I've been in this the DMV area for approximately 2 years now, and I've been doing alliances for almost a year. I'm a proud mother of three children and happily married. I've been married tomorrow. It'll be 31 years.
Wow. That's great. So what brought you to the DC area?
A position. Okay. As we know, they come and go around here quickly.
Exactly. Oh, yes. Yes. Positions. So our conversation is about leadership and how, as we move forward, coming out of the pandemic and even through the pandemic, because the signs are that we're going to be impacted longer than we even thought. And so for leaders, there are, you know, new ways of handling things, dealing with things, and just being in this. And at Alliances, you know, they're a group that I've recently joined and been a part of, and things are done a little bit different there. And would you like to share with us how that is?
Well, can I give you a little background too?
Absolutely.
About what we say about networking? Alliances, for lack of a better word, because we personally don't like to use the word networking, but it is networking. And research has shown that professional networks lead to more job opportunities, business opportunities, broader and deeper knowledge, improved capacity to innovate, and faster advancement and greater status with authority. And if you find one that's a building and nurturing towards professional relationships, you'll find that your quality of work goes up and you have an increase in job satisfaction as well. So, Alliances, bottom line, is a networking opportunity. But through that networking, what we find with our methodology is we are seeing that advancement for people that come, whether you're an attendee or you become a member, because it is membership based. So what we're seeing is people developing these nurturing relationships instead of the I'm out for myself. And guess what's happening? Their businesses are growing.
Great. Yeah. And I see because there are no requirements. And the focus is, though, what can I share with you versus asking for what I can have first. And it's not like that's not allowed, but the focus is, what do you have to share first?
It's our methodology. Like I mm-hmm. said, we have the trademark methodology. It's our 3 G's. And everybody looks at us and goes, 3 G's, what is that? Well, it's what you've got. What your business is about. Everybody's got their God out there, what they have in their business, and then their give. That's the one we like to emphasize the most, because what are you going to give back to others to help their businesses? And that's a mindset of that a lot of businesses don't carry with them. It's hard to make that transformation of, well, I want to grow my business. And that's the last part, what you need to get to grow your business. So it's got give, get. But we emphasize the give because this is what you put out there comes back to you. It's that karma.
Right, right. And what I see also is it engenders curious types of conversation. Because when somebody's out there offering something, you're more likely to talk to them and ask them questions about what it is that they're offering. And I'm always interested in, why are they offering that? How could that support me? Then I get to look at me, but it's not from a me standpoint, it's from a them, you know?
Yes, it definitely gives you a different perspective of what to look for. And as we've said before, it might not be somebody in your that's immediately in the roundtable experience, because we all know that we might have 25, 30 people in there, especially with the virtual. We keep our numbers a little bit limited because it keeps it moving along. But somebody who's in that roundtable and you're offering out your what you've got, what you give, and what you need to get, somebody might have that connection you need. So it's that outside connection that we look at too, what you're bringing to others to help them prosper. So it's like we say, it's a community type mindset. And a lot of people frown upon saying community, but it really is. Community brings a lot. I know from a young child, I grew up in a small community. Both my parents worked, but I had a neighbor next door and one that lived kind of in the backyard area where our yards connected, and the moms didn't work. And we called them aunt. They were our aunts, but they weren't related to us. It was a community. And they helped raise my siblings and myself because both my parents worked. So having that mindset of community to move people forward and to help each other out is what we foster.
Yeah. And in this, you know, I know that a lot of businesses are struggling right now. And one of the ways that they're struggling is, how do I connect with other people? And it can be a challenge to connect on over video with people that you don't know. And again, the structure here, because there is structure and there is a format, but it's not so rigid. There's place for conversations.
Yeah, translating an in-person meeting across into a virtual meeting was a challenge. Can it be done? But luckily, we were fortunate enough that we already had the bone structure, because what you experience virtually is basically what you're experiencing at an in-person meeting with alliances. And that's what makes us also unique, that we were able to recognize the pandemic was happening, recognize how to translate it into a virtual experience, because our goal, again, is to make sure business are succeeding and moving forward. And when we knew this pandemic was starting to happen in March, because we started this in March doing virtual roundtables, we knew if we didn't carry this on, a lot more businesses would have went to the wayside, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I always talk about the mindset of promotion and prevention too. A lot of people don't like to participate in roundtables because of their mindset. They're just like, oh, it's not for me. It's not this, it's not that. But if you have a mindset of promotion to get yourself out there, to put yourself out of your comfort zone, amazing things happen. And we have seen that with this virtual experience. And to be honest, through this virtual experience, we've actually gained members like we didn't realize we were going to gain, that have come on board with us with alliances. So that in itself is a testimonial.
Right. And looking at it from the aspect of the transition, transformation, you know, reacting to the pandemic, which is something organizations have had to do and are doing, you know, how are they doing their business? And looking at the success that Alliances has had in transforming from an in-person to an online. And I don't think 6 months ago, into the late last year,
that if anybody would have said, oh, we're going to do a formal networking group every week on Zoom, people would have gone, I don't, no way. I'm not doing that. I need to be in person with people as much as we don't want to go places and commute. And we want to be in person with that. Like you said, there was the structure there, but there was a lot of intentionality in what you've created for it to be successful. And that's oftentimes what needs to happen. And there were things that didn't work quite as well as you wanted to do, and things that you added later. So it wasn't like, here's what we did. Oh, it's perfect. It's no. How can we continue to make it better?
You are correct about that, because in-person meetings are always essential. You know, there's nothing like human touch. There's been studies done about that human touch, that human contact of being with each other. And I can rattle off a study to you about one that was done on an orphanages in India and orphanages in Russia.
Right.
And in India, the girls massage the babies. Yes. And even though they were starving, the babies were thriving. And in Russia, there was no touch. They were just laying in their cribs, no contact. They were not thriving like the children in India. So it is important to have that. And like you said, how do you translate that type of touch, that type of communication over a virtual experience? Well, we were fortunate enough, we have some wonderful members that have stepped into roles, and not even that they're in roles, they just talk to people like they're in a room, in a coffee clutch atmosphere, talking to people, making it feel personal. And yes, everything's a growing experience. There were some, you know, like, whoa, are we going to be able to pull this off? You know, can we translate our videos, our methodology, how we want our round table to be presented? Can we translate that? Yes, there were some bumps and bruises and learning curves. But the one thing about it is there's always going to be learning curves. And even though we're on this virtual platform for a while, like you said, it's not looking like we're going to make that transition into in-person anytime soon. We're still going to continue to grow to make the experience a personal one for those that attend and for the members. That's important to us to make that atmosphere happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a real lesson for leaders to take away from this experience, is how engagement now has to be really intentional. You know, when you're in an office space, when you're in a networking event in person, engagement is just automatic unless there's somebody that really does not want to engage. I mean, there are times that there are people that will come to a networking event, sit at a table, collect cards, and go away. And that's all they wanted. They didn't want to be engaged. But normally people come and people go to work and they want to be engaged. And mm-hmm. That's a much more natural activity in person. And you've done a great job of intentionally translating that. For example, the adding the breakout rooms at the beginning. So when people come in, instead of being on Zoom with 20 people, you go right into a breakout room and you're in there with 5 to 6 people. Much easier to have a conversation when you don't know anyone with 5 or 6 people than with 25 to 30 people.
You're exactly right. You know, and that was something we took away from our learning curve in the beginning, because it can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You know, so we decided, hey, let's change this up. Let's go to breakout rooms in the beginning, be a little more intimate atmosphere for the new attendees, and an easier way to get to know each other. And again, it brings back that in-person meeting, because we used to have like people greet at the door, you know, and say, hey, you know, there's the coffee over there, do a little, you know, introduction, you know, this is member so-and-so and stuff like that. So to get the conversation going in a small, you know, so they're not walking right in feeling like, oh, this is a great big group. There were ambassadors, we called them, greeters that would help make that transition. And that's what we felt with these small breakout rooms in the beginning, that this is almost like an in-person meeting then. Mm-hmm. Help to translate it over, you know, and feel a little more intimate and not overwhelmed.
Right. And that's what leadership is really looking for right now, is what do we need to keep people engaged? You know, and now you've got, in some organizations, you've got some people going back into the office and other people working, you know. So we're in a semi-transition, but nobody knows how it's going to go, how long it's going to last. The biggest thing that I see that you have done with Alliances is this really being intentional, really working, keeping the focus of what the vision is. And, you know, I'm all about vision. So, but what is it that you're trying to create and being intentional?
Yeah, you're right about that. And our vision is to help entrepreneurs, business people, help them foster new alliances. And that's how we came up with Alliances, Entrepreneurs and Alliance. So it's Alliances, and to help their business grow. That's the bottom line. And again, like I said, in March when that pandemic came around, and I personally saw the writing on the wall, and I pushed to do the crossover in the virtual. And not everybody could see my vision, but as it turned out, it was easy to translate the vision that was already laid out before us into this virtual. And having vision to move forward is important. And that's what we want businesses to realize, that even though we have this pandemic and we don't know how long we're going to go on, your vision still can be translated and supported, you know?
Yeah, I think it's great that there's this. And it's all also as a model, as a success, because there are the majority of successes in going to video are much more one-way communications. You know, webinars have been successful over video, but they're one way. Trainings. Whereas all of this being able to have conversations and small group conversations and all of this is something new via video.
Yeah, it is. It is new. And it's kind of exciting too, for people to come on and they're like, wow, I didn't expect this, because most of them, like you said, are webinar based. So you have this somebody giving, it's almost like when you were in college and you sat there through the lectures.
Yeah, exactly.
You get your lecture, and then you get an opportunity to ask questions. But in this, we make it interactive. So it's an interactive room. Not only, you know, you're in a virtual room, but you're in an interactive virtual room where you have an opportunity to share through your 3Gs and communicate and experience and have discussion in those breakout rooms with others of like-minded business people that want to grow and prosper. So it's fun to see it, you know, every Tuesday morning, every Wednesday evening we're doing this, and we have new attendees every time, and members are growing. Like I said, we've had a tremendous growth through this experience with the pandemic, because I feel like it's translated so well and people are able to feel something different than what they normally do on a virtual platform.
Yeah. And I would really encourage any CEO that's wondering how they can enhance using video in their organization for teamwork, team building, to come and attend this and see how an experience that it is about relationship building, and relationships get built in the program, in the networking, in the time together, because there's that time is allocated. It's not, and again, it's all about, you know, being clear what you want to create.
Right. It's interesting you talked about that relationship building, and I'm going to talk about something specific that I know what's going on with some members. Now, they met each other through alliances. They had no prior contact. And this one gentleman, he's an entrepreneur in the car sales dealership. He's done his share of things, and now he has a new vision. And his vision, at first we were like, where are you going with this? You know, but by coming to alliances, he got his vision narrowed down. You know, again, it's that informational, educational type of experience that mm-hmm. you glean from other people attending.
Yep.
So now he has his vision narrowed down. And his vision is now being shared by multiple members that are on board with him in building this vision together for a nonprofit, something he sees, something different, and they're all in on it now. I believe there's like 4 or 5 members that are assisting in building this vision with him to move it forward. And to me, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. And how that all translated. Didn't know each other. Here they are. Now they're working on something together. They have their own businesses and everything, but they're coming together as community members of alliances and building something new.
Exactly. That was the piece I was going to say. It's like they're building something new. They're not even helping him create, expand what he had. It was, let's now all of us do something new. Yeah.
Exactly. And to me, that speaks volumes about the relationship building that has taken place over a virtual platform.
Mm-hmm.
That
is so amazing. Yeah, I have not been in any other virtual. In fact, a couple of the networking events that I was going to before have just shut down.
It is unfortunate. I've heard that as well, that some of them just didn't get the translation on how to make it happen, you know, to cross over. And it is unfortunate, but I'm happy that we had the vision.
Yeah.
To say, yes, let's do this. Let's continue. Let's not panic because the pandemic is here. Let's have the vision to move forward for our entrepreneurs, our business people, to keep them growing, because that's the bottom line for America.
Right.
It's the small business as well as the big business that are carrying it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And we need to do all that we can do to support one another. Because if we're successful and no one else is, we're not going to be successful very long. So we want everyone to rise.
Right. Because that's another thing that we really take to heart with alliances is we're not about competition. We're about collaboration.
Yeah.
And again, that story I just shared about the vision, you know, all coming together for something new. That was collaboration at its finest. And it's still going on.
Yeah, really. And none of us do things exactly the same way, even if we're doing very similar things. Mm-hmm. We all look at things a little bit differently. We've got different priorities. We all do things a little bit differently. And that's what I love, is that this isn't where there's only one of each industry. There's or anything like that. And yet the breadth of industries, I mean, on one hand, you could say they tend to fall into like 3 or 4 industries. You know, there's all the technical companies, firms, there's all the healthcare, there's, you know, the like consulting innovation work and stuff. And yet they all do such different things.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Dr. Lovis. I'm amazed because people ask me, do you have limits? And I'm like, no, we don't have limits on a particular job or background or profession. And they're like, really? And I go, no, because everybody is different and has something unique to their trade.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, if people look at each other that way, even though we might carry the same title, well, I'm a coach, you know, we have personal coaches, but they're all a little bit different. They all have their take on what they're doing with their coaching expertise.
Yes. Yeah. And that's something that I really want everyone to be clear about is that when you really identify what makes you unique in your organization and what you're really doing, what your business is really, there is nobody that can compete with you because there's no competition because they're doing something different. So the client that wants A is not going to go to B, and the client that wants B is not going to go to A because you're so clear on what it is that you're doing. Unless all it is you're a numbers game. You just want to have as many. But if you're really, and that's the other thing that I see here is that people are really here to serve. So they want to work with people that are really going to be served by what they do.
Well, it's amazing what you learn out of those three G's, that what they've got, what they give, and what I need to get.
Yeah.
What they say speaks a lot about who they are and whether or not they are invited to membership too. You know, we are inclusive. We include a lot of people to come to our round table. We want them there. We want to let them have that experience, but we're also exclusive because we don't invite everybody because we hear that message that you just said, you know?
Yeah.
We hear it.
Yeah.
And some people just have a hard time understanding that concept of, I need to give a little more to get a little more. If you're in it for the get, you're not going to get anything.
Right. If your three G's are really only about get. And I love also the other thing is I love that the get is last because most of us are not succinct. It takes a while to get really succinct so you can speak it in the 1 minute. And so most people are, they've just gotten through their their give and their God and their give, and they get to say one little sentence about what
they need to get. Exactly.
It's really the first two that people really connect with.
Yes. Thank you. It is the first two that people connect with and understand. And later on, even though they, you know, you might have only got your little short time on what you need to get, people understand that too and will help you get that get.
Yeah.
But there are some that are there strictly for their get.
Yeah.
You know, but it is the business world and that's what they.
Right. And this group is focused on people with bigger pictures, people that are playing big games and really want to have an impact on the world.
Yes. And it's amazing how many people are in our membership that have had an impact and continue and want to continue to have that impact.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes me excited to go to every Tuesday morning roundtable, every Wednesday evening roundtable, just to hear that over and over again. And as you know, we have our small little meetups here and there with members only, mm-hmm. you know, so we can get to know each other a little deeper because we aren't meeting in person. So we want to know who's in our community now. And it's always amazing to me the things that I hear discussed, you know, what they talk about. And it's, I'm at awe. I'm by trade and by my letters, I'm an educator, but I listen to people all the time and I'm getting the education too.
Yeah. Well, on that note, that's a perfect place to close. And is there, so you want to share how, if anybody's interested in how to connect with Alliances?
Yes, I would love to. You can visit our website, alliancesglobal.com. We're there. Or if you'd really like to reach out to me, you can reach out to me at support.washington@alliancesglobal.com. And we'd love to have anybody come and visit and experience our roundtable.
Absolutely. And I'll be posting that information also so that people can see it on the podcast. So thank you, Wendy. Dr. Brisley, this has been such fun. I love these conversations because you never know what's going to come up. And I got a whole different appreciation of alliances by just articulating it. You know, we have these things in the back of our head, and without the speaking it, we're all not often clear. And so I really got to see that the order, it's been designed very intentionally.
Thanks. Well, I appreciate being asked to come onto this podcast, excuse me. And I wish you all the best, and I can't wait to see you at our next roundtable.
I'll see you there. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this week on Leadership Reimagined. Now is the time to reimagine your leadership. Take a minute and go to reimagineyourleadership.com and I'll call you. We'll have powerful conversations. You'll take action. Yes, there are always actions to take. Your business will expand, and I guarantee you'll have fun at the same time. I know, shouldn't it be fun? If it's not fun, why are you doing it?